call the Dump Pod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
So, Mike, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
What we're going to do.
We're going to take a break.
Guys, if you're listening to the podcast version, I don't think this is a real show. I don't really know what we're trying video again, guys. And I think I did it right this time, Travis. I'm pretty confident.
I can hear you, and it doesn't sound like you're cutting out. I don't get a weird echo. So, I mean, so far, so good.
What I'm going to see is that we recorded the podcast fine. We have recording a podcast figured out, I think.
We're doing that for hundreds of episodes.
And so we're adding elements. We're branching out. Travis, you can teach a dog new tricks. You can.
It's true.
Yeah, so, but now we got to start using my Skype. And
well,
this is starting to be a bubble.
It's a...
Deal.
When we started the program many years ago, my mixing board was a ran by a 9-volt battery. And we had like $8 microphones.
Memories make me want to.
And so, like, I mean, as far as like producing a show, we kind of do some Captain Kangaroo garbage pail bullshit.
Yeah. Worthy of $8 microphones and 9-volt batteries.
Yeah. So,
hey, 9 volts are expensive.
They are, Trevor.
They're not.
Don't you think it's weird that at this point in our world we don't just have one kind of battery? Just run everything on one kind of battery.
If they did that, it'd be like LED battery, which would be ridiculously expensive.
Well, everything's double A's, so your flashlight that usually takes D's now has to take 12 double A's.
Yeah, fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but what about your remote control that takes triple A's?
Now it takes one double A.
Yeah. we just figure it all out. You just say, okay, guys, we're done with C batteries.
Whatever happened to the single A battery?
There isn't a single A,
yes,
is there?
Yes, there is.
What does a single A look like?
It's bigger than a double A, but smaller than a B.
Why did we make more A's smaller? Shouldn't more A's be bigger?
What's a B battery?
I don't think there's B batteries
go,
either.
Go to your
go, local go. D batteries pretty much are flashlights or kid toys.
The first thing that you see when you Google B battery is, why aren't there B batteries?
It is kind of weird. We do a double A, triple A, C.
But there are A's.
There are A's. What do they look like?
They're bigger than a double A.
Oh. My wife and I, Travis, we made the decision yesterday to purchase another dog. We now have two dogs, and we got a dog that looked a lot like our first dog in the picture. But then when we got him home, we realized he's way bigger, and he's probably going to get bigger, even bigger.
I thought you didn't like having the one dog. Why did you get another one?
I like the dog a lot, Travis. I love that fucking dog. But now I got two dogs, and they keep me up all night, and they want to play all the time.
Listen, take me back into the initial conversation about why you would add a second large dog to your household.
Well, we had one dog. We were like, oh.
Yes, we've established that.
Maybe my dog could have a friend.
A friend?
That's what the thought was.
You're the dog's friend.
Yes, that's what I thought, too. My dog,
you're the dog's friend.
My dog lived 16 years without a friend. He did just fine.
When we take the dog for car rides, when she sees other dogs, she whines because she wants dog friends, Travis.
Oh,
that's,
you know,
that's what you're hearing awesome. In your head.
She sees the other dog and she goes,
super awesome about that.
What?
You just take that dog to a dog park and you don't have to own a second dog.
Yeah.
And you know what else you did? You doubled, if not more, your amount you have to pay for it in food, veterinary bills.
Vet bills. Ouch.
Yeah, it's a lot, the vet bills.
You might as well have gotten a pug.
Or just had a kid. Fuck.
No, no. It was, the dog, he had his, he got fixed. And they didn't tell us that he still had the stitches in. So I got to take the dog back to get the stitches out. And
another bill.
He keeps trying to mount her, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Twice the boy dog shit you got to pick up.
Yeah.
Twice the walking that you got to do.
Yeah. My wife, she's a lot tougher than I am. Because this morning after not sleeping at all. Let me tell you, when this dog, when you leave the room, he thinks you're never coming back. And he screams. He screams. He sounds like a man being eaten by a shark.
He'll get over that.
He goes, ah! You remember that goat sound effect, Travis?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he sounds like.
So do you guys own a cage?
Lily. Lily. Don't egg it on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have two now.
So why don't you put him in the cage?
Well, we tried to, but then he just started screaming like he was being murdered. And
you just got to put up with that for a couple nights, and that will stop.
Yeah, we didn't sleep at all. We tried to put a dog in each bed, and
you just got to go through with it.
That's how you break a kid, too. Just let him cry.
Travis, I didn't sleep at all. I'm exhausted, and I was messing around with video stuff, and my brain, it's fried. I went to Target today. And I bought the dog a dog bed, and it rang up $10 more than it did. And the woman, she saw the look in my eye and said, "I'm just going to give this guy the $10. This guy, he looks a fright. I feel like death."
You feel like death because of a dog.
Kept me up all night, drunk.
Kind of a puss.
Kept me up all night. Travis had children. Travis,
you are a bit of a puss.
I think I'm too old for it.
To be honest, I couldn't go through the process of having a young child in my house again because I was in my late 20s. I was 29 when we had
daughter. Children are different than animals, right?
Well, of course, they are different, and they do require much more than dogs. But I don't know. I do think you should be able to handle the dog crying. But that's, I mean, you know,
it wasn't just dog crying. Life experience. This dog sounded like a horror film. This dog sounded crazy.
Every time you get, what kind of humane society are you getting? Where are you getting these dogs? Both these dogs. Every time you get them, it's like a fucking nightmare in your house for a long time.
Well, Mike exaggerates.
Well, he's sneezing a lot too. He's probably sick. Like the other one had pneumonia. I think this one's sick too.
The other one was sick right away. This one you got and you didn't know it needed stitches taken out from being fixed.
She did. The first one.
Where are you?
We had
getting.
We went back to the same place, Travis. We were fools.
What place? What is it?
The Humane Society in the city. We're fools.
Over off Oakland Avenue.
Yeah.
That's where I got my doggy.
Why, yeah. Instead of going to that Humane Society, why don't you just drive around the city and pick up stray dogs?
Just find one?
Yeah. That's what my brother-in-law did when they lived down in Houston. They had this little gremlin dog that his wife or his now wife had for years. It's old as shit. And then there was this dog when he would drive into Houston for work, and he would see this dog every day just on the side of the road. And eventually he just opened his car door and the dog jumped in, and now it's their dog. They've had it for like 3 years.
My friend down the street, he moved recently. His wife divorced him, and he moved across the bridge. he was looking for his dog for a while. He couldn't find it. He would come over here and ask if we had seen it. And I mean, I knew what the dog looked like and said, nah, man, I haven't seen your dog. Months after, I guess he stopped looking, he just saw some neighbors playing with his dog and confronted them and said, hey, your dog, that's my dog. And they said, oh, well, he just came in our house, so we just kept him. And he said, oh, okay, you can keep him. He just let him keep it.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you'd almost have to, right? Like, the dog found its new home. It's like, I don't care about that other guy. I live here now.
And depending on how old that dog is, they're the ones that got to put up with that dog dying and not him, so.
Drunk, do you have any updates on your forklift situation?
I finally got my photo assessment estimate today from the insurance.
Please tell me how much.
So, you know, now it's COVID, so they don't actually come out to you. So you have to take pictures yourself and you got to log into an app to do all this. And it's the app tells you, all right, it has a picture of a car in there. It's like, all right, match your picture to the car and then take the picture. So I went through and did all 19 of those stupid ass steps. And then it's like, okay, take a picture of the damage. Do-do-do. So I sent them all those pictures. And I did this on Friday. And the adjuster just now got to me today.
Did you say I'm a warehouse man? I'm not a photographer? Why don't you come out here
why are we hiring adjusters anymore? They're not even going to come out and look at your shit and then just take the advice of the body shop. What is it exactly that you do here? Nothing. So anyway,
deal with the customers.
Yeah, I deal with the goddamn customer.
I'm a people person, goddammit.
My estimate was north of $3,000 plus the $1,000 deductible that I owe, so $4,000.
So are they junk? They're just going to junk it or what?
Well, no. Now I got to take it to the body shop for them to tell me how much it's going to cost for them.
Tell
to
them
fix
that
it.
You want them to say it's totaled.
Well, that's the deal. I don't want them to do that.
No, it's not. Totaled. Give me the amount for the entire car. Buy yourself something that isn't cursed.
Car's cursed.
I
drunk.
Do not have gap insurance, so therefore I would be upside down on my shit if it does get totaled. So
even if it's
totaled.
Just duct tape holding the thing together, you don't want it totaled.
Correct.
But they can total it, and you can buy it back.
Yeah, and then I'll still owe money on my loan, and I won't be able to carry full coverage on it because it's a totaled automobile, and I have to have full coverage for my loan.
I'm surprised they're even going to let you keep insurance on that thing. I'm surprised your premiums haven't gone through the fucking roof.
I would just think that they would call them up and be like, look, man, that car's cursed.
My insurance knows.
Yeah, that's like
that the job is paying for it.
That's like if the people from the Poltergeist movie in the middle of all, like Carol Ann disappears, there's clowns trying to throw the mom across the room and shit, and the dead bodies are floating from like the pool area. That'd be like trying to insure that. Just bringing State Farm over and be like, I need house insurance for this place. I feel like that's very similar
to the
situation
of
you trying to.
Accident forgiveness or anything, because God knows I wouldn't be qualifying for that.
Guys, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. Let's regroup. I don't know where we are in the show. This isn't even a real show, but
no, this is going to be like the shortest episode that we've ever had.
Ever.
Forever, ever.
Travis, sorry, Miss Jackson.
My mouse turned off.
Travis, you wouldn't believe it. These movies are still in the same spot they were for the last 2 weeks. And I think I might just take
that is so
my Friday, which is mine, with my lady not home, and come over
here. You going to help me out, John? I need it, man. I need
put
it.
Put him in alphabetical
come over
order.
And alphabetize his movies.
WFOD is proud to present the game show where the only way to win is to not lose. Will it flag?
That's right. This is America's new favorite game show, Will It Flag, where the only way to win is to not lose. And tonight, we have a very special category, Godzilla versions. You remember the Green Day Godzilla version of Brain Stew? Well, we have Godzilla versions of the songs that we got in trouble for. Will it flag? Let's find out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Know who won Will It Flag? Check to see if we're still on iTunes, and you'll know.
Yeah, I'll throw some soup, baby.
It's water, and then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick, because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right? And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family. They're so innocent. This is soup for my family. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup, and they lay it on the ground, and the anarchists take it, and they start throwing it at our cops, at our police. And if it hits you, that's worse than a brick, because it's got force. It's the perfect size. It's, like, made perfect. And when they get caught, they say, no, this is just soup for my family.
Live.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Getting real unprofessional now, Travis. I got a oscillating fan going in here. So,
is it hot in there?
Oh, it's hot in here, Travis. It's a hot little room. We're gonna have to figure that out.
Got that Nelly song queued up?
It is getting hot in here, Travis. So I do think that maybe we should consider possibly taking off our clothes. Guys, the phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
So, Travis.
Yes, sir.
Most people that I come across consider me a very nice guy.
I would classify you nice that guy. As that. Sure,
so,
drunk.
So, this week I came to Mike bearing gifts.
Oh, yeah. Charles, you do you remember a while back when Drunk was discussing...
you're the one that brought up the toothpaste.
Like a foaming toothpaste? He got me some.
I don't remember the foaming toothpaste. What is it? What kind is it?
It's Aquafresh Extreme Clean. Travis?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he got me like a whole box of it. I don't know if I've ever seen it. It doesn't say anywhere on it foaming, though. I mean, I believe him.
I guess you just have to experience it.
But yeah, like with microactive foaming action and whitening. Do you think I should try this out? Do you want to see me brush my teeth?
Well, of course.
Okay. Would that be good? It's only audio, natural that you audio, do that. You think?
Well, it can't be any worse than eating. Not good apples, audio, right?
Would it be great video?
Guys, be sure to go to our Facebook page to watch video of me brushing my teeth. I'll go get my toothbrush, Drunk. Hold on.
You might want to get like a large container, because when I say it's foaming, I'm not bullshitting.
Oh shit! I need to like prepare for this. Okay, you guys, hold on a minute. I'm gonna go get my toothbrush.
So just like Mike said, go ahead and head on over to the Facebook page for a wonderful video of things like Mike brushing his teeth. And I say go to the Facebook page to view this because Mike hasn't figured out YouTube yet. So maybe someday, right, Drunk?
Hey, one of these days. So I don't know about you, Travis, but every month I get an update on what is going away from Netflix.
Oh, I do, yeah.
And this month, it went away the 14th, which was a couple days ago, but it was the BBC version, the Benedict Cumberbatch version of Sherlock. And I said,
oh, did Sherlock finally drop off Netflix?
It did. And I said, you know what? I haven't seen that yet. I want to see it. Little did I know these are hour and a half episodes, and there are four fucking seasons.
It's like a Neapolitan thing we got going on here. It's like red and blue and white.
Yeah, that's what Aquafresh looks like.
And it's going to foam on me?
It's going to foam on you.
Well, regular Aquafresh looks like that as well. I've never tried the foaming stuff. Drunk, going back to Sherlock, there are four seasons, but aren't like one of the seasons like one episode?
They're all one of the seasons, three episode seasons.
Okay,
so it's 12 episodes in all. But so
like
yes,
like a long movie per season.
It yeah, basically four and a half hour.
You know, like each episode of that kind of like its own movie.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half per. Because yeah, it's funny too, because I'm like 45 minutes into it, I'm like, oh, this gotta be done soon. And then I fucking flip on the little red dial. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm only halfway through this shit.
Yeah, that was like the same thing they did with Luther with Idris Elba, which I really enjoyed too. It was like the first season was like a normal six episodes, and then there was like a season where it was that same thing where it was like 4 hour and 20 minute episodes, and then one season was like two episodes. The Brits are a very strange TV.
And it was very well done, and I strongly enjoyed it, but I will say it was a task to get that in the 2 week time period that I had it.
And you did do it though?
I did
complete?
I knocked it out. There was a couple of like commentary episodes. They were like half hour behind the scenes deals I didn't get through.
You don't need that.
But I got through the 12 actual episodes that I needed to.
Very good. Very good. And it'll probably pop right back on Netflix a month from today.
Well, I figure a lot of times when things leave Netflix, it's because they're going to something else. So I'm sure it's going to pop up on like BritBox or some other
HBO
silly
Max
stream.
Right. They'll have it for 2 months.
Exactly. Something like that. So, but like I said, very, oh my God, I can smell that from here. And I can see your face just starting to drool the foam out the side.
Now, I like the fact that Mike didn't start this conversation about you bringing this gift over as him thinking that it was you saying he needed to brush his teeth more. Because no, that is something that Mike would jump to conclusions about.
I
right
thought
away.
About it, Travis. Usually. I did think about it.
That's about, it's,
The technique with the mouth closed toothbrushes.
Well, I'm trying not to make a mess.
I told you it was a very foamy toothpaste, and you're starting to agree with me here, huh?
Do you keep your mouth open when you brush your teeth?
Yeah. I look at it.
Oh. I usually keep my mouth closed until I'm ready to let all of the toothpaste fall out of my face.
Oh, no.
I brush my teeth in the shower.
I don't
you
like
won't
that.
Look at me?
No.
You won't look at me?
No. The problem is I can like smell that. It too. So like the audio brush and the
shower.
Yeah, no, I don't brush my teeth in the shower either. I started getting one of those. Now I came in yesterday, so I've only used it twice. But that like mouth guard looking thing where you hit the button. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a teeth whitener?
No, it's a toothbrush. I still don't know how I feel about it yet, though, because I'm like, it's a mouth guard. You stick it in, and you press a button, and it brushes your teeth automatically for you. So you just leave it in for 60 seconds, and bada bing,
bada boom. How fucking lazy are we getting as a people where you can't even brush your own teeth?
What are you talking about, Travis?
So I just invested in one of these. It's a mouth guard on a little black thing, and you just stick it in your mouth, and you press the button, and then 60 seconds later, you're done.
It's like a toothbrushing Roomba?
I guess, yeah. It's got all these bristles on it. Yeah. It's
I don't like that either.
Yeah, no, that sounds weird. When do you do that? Do you do it like while you're taking a shit in the morning?
When it's time to brush your teeth.
You're just like, hey, I'm gonna put in my mouth guard. And
is that so you can, like, do something?
Well, it's for multitasking.
Like, apparently, when the teeth are getting brushed,
it's supposed to be better to like get your backs and your innards, the hard to reach.
But what
spots.
Are you doing while that's happening?
Yeah, I would think that you can find things to do.
I just look at myself in the mirror like a dodo. While this thing is,
this is what you're doing, man.
Just like I'm.
You got
normally
a sheen brushing your teeth for you.
Oh boy!
And I'm like, yeah, and yeah, like Travis said, the machines are definitely taking over.
Travis, do you think
Terminator will soon be science fact and not science fiction?
That we have yet innovated again in being the first podcast to brush our teeth during the show.
I would like to hear to the contrary.
Yeah, you find me another podcast that brushes their teeth during the show, and I'll tell you.
It says the Facebook has an echo. We're doing something wrong.
And then also the same podcast also then gives you a review on the toothpaste they just used. Mike?
You know what?
Did it make you feel cleaner than your toothpaste that you usually
use? You know why this doesn't work? I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Because I bet Travis is on Skype twice and we can't mute him on one Skype and not the other Skype. I bet.
But it was working just fine before, and also we're waiting for your toothpaste review.
Well, no, people in the chat are commenting on that Facebook.
One person
work,
is
Travis.
Commenting in the fucking chat.
And so now I'm thinking
this
of what
isn't
I did
even
wrong.
A real episode.
Yeah.
Calm your tits.
What did you guys ask me? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
The toothpaste It'll review.
We're
Give
review,
us your review
on
the toothpaste.
Did I sense like some citrus going on there? Was there like a citrus thing? It doesn't really say what flavor it is.
It says mint in the corner, right?
But I Travis, you got Crystal Pepsi going there? Or are you just showing that
I
off?
I just remember.
Fresh mint right here.
I remember how much the original Crystal Pepsi went after it went tits up. So I got out a bottle and saved it. I figured I'll hold on to this for about 15, 20 years.
It's not a bad idea.
Is that about the time that they'll re-bring it out?
They already did.
When?
Like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
And then they stopped again.
They brought it back two. Yeah, of course.
And then in about. Because
people tried it and they were like, oh, yeah, that's shitty soda. And then and just so you know, I've seen on the shelves, Pepsi Blue is back, I've seen. So I'll be getting some of that too. Hold on to.
So you still didn't say whether or not you liked the toothpaste.
It's fine.
So it doesn't make your. Feel like it was more of a clean than any other toothpaste you usually use.
Well, let me hear what Facebook sounds like. It's echoing.
That's great to play that for the podcast listeners.
Oh no! What are we doing wrong, Travis?
We're focusing more on the Facebook Live thing than we are on the actual podcast that we do every week.
It's not going good, Travis.
Feel like the Facebook Live thing is secondary and we don't
it
need
is.
To,
it should be, but
worry about it on the podcast proper.
We have to figure it out first so that it can be secondary.
Well, yeah. I mean, is the podcast the place to do that?
You shouldn't do that on a Tuesday.
Oh, so you're saying that we should set it up like a time that isn't like while we're doing the show? Is that what you're saying?
I just feel like that during the actual show that we usually do is probably not the proper time for experimentation.
Hey, you have it on mute. Check that out.
Drugs watching the. Video, Travis.
I had it pulled up too. Yeah.
This is weird.
I'm just trying to get our viewer content up, you know?
So what is there? How many people are watching now? Two?
Three, including myself now. So
yeah. Ooh, I just jumped on. I'm the third one.
Wow, man. We are taking the internet by storm.
Well, it is. I mean, Facebook, it's the wave of the future.
Well, what I think probably is if anybody were to check it out, they would hear that it echoed and sounded terrible and turn it off. So,
and they don't, and then they'd be like, oh, God, this podcast must suck.
Yeah. And they'd be right. I mean,
I'll never listen to that piece of shit.
Yeah. We're doing whatever the opposite of advertising is.
I assure anybody on Facebook. The podcast does not sound like
I guess
that.
My other critique is
just go ahead and subscribe.
Shouldn't you be the big one as like you're the point man and like I'm Mike 3, so there's no way that
I set this up
be the guy that's big.
In a haste,
I say the least amount of things on the show.
What's going to happen is I'm going to work on it.
Okay. Well, that was just my small.
But I wanted to see.
I mean, if you want to make me the big guy, fine.
If we could get it to work,
I guess I'll need to start.
And apparently, the answer to that is no.
I think the way to do it right is to just do a Facebook Live thing. We don't have to be doing it during the. We don't have to simulcast it, right? We'll just get on and do a Facebook Live only event.
You mean not like while we're doing the show?
Correct.
That's a good suggestion, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. You know, you do a thing, you see how it goes, and you realize not going great, and then you know not to do that thing again.
Or you figure out how to do it properly, I guess.
I think we were attacked by Darkseid.
Well, it's probably not just Darkseid. It's probably a client of Darkseid because all of their wares are half price right now.
I guess we'll have to chalk it up to one of those weeks. So,
did they say they're going out of business, Travis? You said something about that, but I couldn't really like find their going out of business sale.
No, it was reported that somebody in the know had contact that said they were closing up shop. mostly because of all the eyes on them now after the Colonial Pipeline deal. But, you know, I assume that that just means they want people to think they're going away. But who knows?
Travis, pick of the week.
Are we there? Travis, let's just pick.
Let's just start over. Travis, are you going to play the music again?
Yeah. Hello, I am Mike. got a hell of a show for
we're gonna
you.
Do
coming up after the break. YouTube connoisseur Bill Jenkins. He is not on YouTube, but he likes to watch a lot of it. So he'll be coming on right after the break. But up until now, we have a lot of things to talk about. A lot going on in the world. But first, with me, as always, the Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Yo.
And also with me here, the King of Pranks, the Albino Alligator, Popcorn Bitch, Coach T, the Man O' Spice, Mr. Travis Hulse.
How?
Travis, are you not on? Oh, we lost Travis. We lost Travis again.
Travis, you're better at that. You stammer a lot less. Maybe you should be the guy.
We found our new point man.
Me and Drunk will just sit here. We'll brush our teeth. Drunk, right. Bring over that mouthpiece next week.
I think it's gonna be producer Mike.
I feel like it's gonna be our new. This is how it should be from now on. I'll introduce the show while Mike brushes his teeth and Drunk eats a pink lady apple. And that'll just be the entire show.
I'll be the background guy.
Hey, I defer to Travis.
Defer? And we're changing the name of the show to Hulsecution.
Hulsecution. That was my idea for my YouTube channel that never got off the ground because
well,
I'm
we're
too
doing
lazy
YouTube
to figure out
now,
how to edit
Travis.
Video.
We're doing YouTube. We're making it Hulsecution.
Hulsecution. There it is. Done. I have some great skit ideas that need to be video. I figure that I was going to for Hulsecution, the entire premise was going to be that I hauled an old couch from location to location, and that was where the episode would take place. So whether it be alongside the bank of a river, outside the courthouse, I would just haul the couch for different locations throughout my town, and that would be where the bookends of the video would take
place. So you could get a box truck?
Could you imagine the beauty of trying to edit a video with us two in one spot and Travis in another spot?
Are you going to get a box truck, Travis? Are you going to use like a dolly?
Yeah, just throw in my pickup. I'll get something real chintzy so it's not too heavy. Something old looking from probably like the 70s or 80s, just something shitty that even a college kid wouldn't want in their like shared house.
It's going to be like plaid.
Yeah. With that, like really fine fiber on it that, feels like if you touch it the wrong way, it's just going to disintegrate.
And it's going to be like pilled up. There's going to be like little things. You know what I'm talking about?
Like turns to sand. It just like turns to sand if you do the wrong thing.
Yeah. And you're going to try to get people
like
to sit on it.
Piss.
And they're going to say, nah, man, that thing looks janky.
That's real bad. I'll stand over here.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
I do.
Ooh.
Drunk's pick of the week. This week is the start of the 2 months that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. I would say 6 of the first round matchups are very intriguing. So go check that on NBC Sports, USA, CNBC, and regular NBC. And then my second is, for all you Taco Bell fans out there, the Quesalupa is in its final weeks of its limited time run. So if you want to get your Quesalupa, you gotta get it soon.
Wasn't thoroughly impressed with the Quesalupa. It's okay.
It was better last time than it was this time, but it's still pretty good.
Taco Bell is really good at figuring out how to make shit cheaper. Like even the original Chalupa, I remember when that thing first came out, it was like transcendent.
Right.
And then when they brought it back, it was like, this is not the same thing. Fuck me, Taco Bell.
But it's better with steak. You got the trick with the quesalupa is you got a sub steak.
I would like to say my pick of the week was the Angelina Jolie Firewoman movie, but it was pretty crappy. Was so, it?
Mike, that's a shame. What? Mike, would you like to know my pick of the week?
Is it the Angelina Jolie Fire movie?
Those Who Wish Me Dead is my pick of the week. And not because it's good.
It's a bad movie, Travis. It's a bad movie.
Not good. It is not good at all. I had such a good time, especially in the first half hour of the movie, just saying out loud, this movie is terrible.
What was going on with the lightning, Travis? Because, like, she saw the lightning.
Lightning chased her.
Yeah, like, she saw lightning and was like, uh-oh, there's going to be some lightning. And, like, jumped out of the tower to avoid the lightning.
So was there a little bit of the Mortal Kombat to where it was so bad that it was good?
It was awful.
It was terrible. But the one thing is you have to see it to believe it. And I knew I was in for a treat when the movie starts and there's like six producer / studio cards that pop up. So it's like
the more writers there are, the, you know, the worse it's going to be.
Has her stock gone down?
Well, I think since she and Brad Pitt broke up, she hasn't been. I think that's why she did a Marvel movie, because, you know,
she was in a Marvel movie.
She's not getting work.
She's going to be.
Oh. Eternals.
Yeah.
The new Marvel movie coming out this year. So, she's doing it. But I will say the reason it's my pick of the week is because it's not good. It's actually bad.
Do you remember when she was Tomb Raider?
Oh, Tomb Raider, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's bad, but it reminds me of a 90s action movie, and not like a good one like Broken Arrow or Face Off, but it reminded me a lot of Hard Rain. You know, the movie with Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman where they're trying to conduct a heist in the middle of like a flood and rain, like monsoon deal.
It was like a Steven Seagal movie, kind of.
Yeah, it was just, it was so
What was the one far with Howie fetched. Long?
Was that Fire? No, that was a Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Firestorm, right?
Well, he was a fireman, Howie Long was. Yeah. I remember he was a fireman.
Yeah, he was actually a firefighter that jumped out of planes and tried to put out fire. What was Firestorm?
What was that movie? Firestorm?
Well, she's supposedly a fire jumper, but besides the prologue of the movie, she just talks about it. This would be like if in Cliffhanger, Sylvester Stallone just talked about being a guy who climbed rocks.
But he does other stuff. Man,
John Lithgow, so underrated in that movie.
And why is the movie called Those Who Wish Me Dead? Like, nobody really wishes her dead. They don't even know that she's around.
They're trying to kill the kid.
Yeah. So they wish him dead?
It's a fucking mess. It must be him saying to those who wish me dead or for those who wish me dead.
Why was Nicholas Hoult this movie? Why did he do this movie?
He's like the right-hand man to the main bad guy, but there's like scenes trying to explain why the bad guys are doing what they're doing, but it's not an explanation at all. It's just another guy saying, you got to do that thing you were already going to do.
All right. Different.
And movies. They mention like the DEA and they're like wearing badges, but you don't ever know who they are. It's fucking bad. Watch it. It is my pick of the week.
So, spoiler alert. There's a scene where
she takes her titties out.
No.
Yeah.
They send Punisher up into a tower to look for people.
Punisher, like the Walking Dead Punisher?
Shane. Yeah. And they say, hey, you go up there and bring people down. And then when they see him up there talking to people, they start shooting at him. Why didn't the two guys go up in the tower to get the people out?
Because he told them they might have a weapon and they didn't want to get ambushed. So that was so convoluted, too. They're like, so we're not going up because we don't want to get ambushed. So you go up there and look for them. And if you come down and say they're not there, we'll know you're lying. So You, if they're not there, start the tower on fire. That way we know you're not lying. But then he's just like standing up there talking. And then they just like start unloading their machine guns on them.
Do you think that the WB just realized all their movies come? Because they did a nice thing and they were like, oh, we're going to put all these on HBO Max. But you think they realized all their movies were bad?
Like the entire slate of 2021 movies were pieces of shit.
Yeah, they were just like all these movies are bad.
I saw my local movie theater's got the poster for Those Who Wish Me Dead on the building, and I was like, man, if I went to see that in the theater, I'd be pissed.
So which movie's worse? Those Who Wish Me Dead or the Russell Crowe Road Rage movie?
I loved Unhinged.
That movie was so bad.
I loved it. It was terrible. It made no sense.
So which one's worse?
Russell Crowe was an insane person. I loved Unhinged.
If they had just gotten somebody to punch that up and make it just a little bit of fun, it probably would have been good. But it's just all dread through the whole thing. He just beats people to death with claw hammers. Like, it's not fun at all. It's not fun. Bummer.
It's him being insane and trying to kill like a kid and shit.
But not in a fun way. Like, it's just
legitimately a mentally ill guy trying to kill a child.
Right. It's just a crazy guy that beats people to death and tries to hit him with his truck.
Doesn't care when he finally runs somebody over. He's like, yeah, fine. Got that done. Now to the next one. I loved that movie.
Mike, pick of the week.
What's your pick of the week? Foaming toothpaste. I sense citrus, Travis. I'll give you guys more of a review later. You know, do you wet the bristles before you put the toothpaste on? I typically wet the bristles.
I do too.
Okay. I'm making sure that that's a normal thing to do. Sometimes I wonder if I'm an alien.
Well,
I don't remember being.
Did you watch that alien show? Was it on ABC or something like that?
I don't know.
Where Steven Weber or whatever it is.
Guys, sorry about all the issues tonight. I don't know what to tell you. But Travis is committed to getting together on a different night so that we can figure it all out. So I'm looking forward to that.
We're getting this shit straightened out. We're going to be on Zoom. This is going to be special.
We did it, sort of. We recorded audio that now exists, Travis. That's what happened. Guys, thanks.
People can listen to it.
Yep.
We love you. Yeah. I'm Dill Dannon.
I'm also Dill Dannon, guys. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
When fire breaks out, there's a dedicated team.
Break it out, Chief!
Ready to jump right into the middle of it. But for their leader, this time, the enemy isn't the flame.
It was a prison break!
It's the man who lit the match.
In case you haven't noticed, we're not firemen.
There's a girl with him.
Take me down.
He smoked your bar! You're still alive!
Firestorm.